Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4774.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I'd say my father has a significant influence on me. Growing up in a household with a lot of siblings, he was always the central figure and someone that I aspired to be like.
What do you aspire to be?
Academically, my career goals are to go into the sustainable energy field, so I just want to have a positive impact on the environment.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Consider myself to be concise and committed to what I do. So all in all, concise and committed.
What types of things make you happy?
Types of things that make me happy are types of things that make other people happy. I enjoy making other people happy, and but on a less serious note, I love sports.
What types of things make you sad?
I really, really, really don't like seeing people be wasteful. That's why I'm going to the sustainable energy field. Don't like CO2 emissions. Don't like anything like that.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I came from a small town, and like I said, I grew up with a lot of siblings. So, I guess, you know, having them to fall back on was always kind of good, but, I don't know, it was a good place to grow up.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
I kind of just have an intrinsic passion for learning, so I would say that distinguishes me amongst intelligentsia.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think the ability to be congruent with one's beliefs and uphold them no matter the situation is probably the most admirable thing that someone can do.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Well, my parents did their best to try and keep me and my siblings accountable for our actions, so I guess responsibility is the main thing. Never be too spoiled and never forget about how lucky you are and have what you got.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Just spending time with them in general is good, but occasionally we go to Europe. That's probably as good as it gets, being in a different continent with the people you like the most.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Like I touched on earlier, I really enjoyed sports. I think soccer and football are two of my main passions, but I also really liked going on field trips.
What is your favorite book, and what types of books do you usually enjoy, and do you have a favorite literary character?
I'd say my favorite book is A Whole New Mind by Daniel Pink. Types of book that I read are primarily academic-oriented, but at the same time, they're things that I enjoy and want to read. So I don't actually have a favorite literary character, but I do enjoy the Percy Jackson series, even though it's kind of nerdy.
What is your favorite word and why?
I'd say commitment, just because it's the best way to maintain goals. Goal without a timeline is just a dream.
What was the last book you read, and who is your favorite character?
I'm currently reading a series of short stories by David Eggers, but there's no really favorite characters. It bounces around from place to place every 5 pages.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
I just saw Interstellar, and I absolutely loved it, because I'm all about science, so.
What types of sports do you like to watch?
I'd say my favorite sport that I like to watch is soccer, because that's what I grew up playing. I really enjoy watching Bundesliga, you know, Premier League sports. But all in all, I can watch just about everything, talk about it. I have, you know, individuals that I admire in each respective sport.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Like I said, I like to read a lot. I don't really like video games, but unless they're about sports, then I kind of love them. I do enjoy going out and running. I run a lot, so running's one of my favorite hobbies.
Are you a creative person? And if so, how do you express your creativity?
I like to consider myself creative. I don't necessarily advocate it to everyone that I meet, but I consider myself a good problem solver.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I get Tom Cruise all the time.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I recently got admitted to a selective leadership program within the school that I'm in, so I'm pretty pumped about that, because it's a pretty selective process, and I guess they liked my essays.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Without a language barrier, Albert Einstein, indefinitely. I've read some of his memoirs, and he's just an extremely intelligent man, someone that I aspire to be like.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I could probably name one of each, but I guess the scientific phenomenon that kind of gets me the most is the magnetic field that surrounds our entire universe that's clicking on and off at all times. But that's going into some serious astronomy that I just recently learned about, so couldn't explain it too well, but that's probably what I'd go with.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? And can you describe this moment and your impressions about it?
A couple months ago, I had kind of epiphany about health. Decided I wanted a minor in nutrition, and so kind of just changed my whole mindset on what I put into my body as far as nutrition goes, what I eat, how much I work out. So that was it, as about as epiphany as it gets, because it was a pretty singular moment that I realized it.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
If I could choose to be doing anything in the world right now, I would be backpacking Europe.
What is your approach to life?
Set goals and achieve them.
What was the most difficult time in your life, and how did you overcome these difficulties? And did your perspective on life change as a result?
I had to watch my father go through some pretty intense stuff. I guess just overcoming it was realizing that how much he'd done for me before we had to go through all that. But perspective on life, I guess, just changed because, I felt almost selfish for judging someone that had been providing for me for my whole life. But so I kind of just learned to be less judgmental through that.
Can you describe your most rewarding experience?
I guess as of late, it would just be, maintaining just high honors at university.
Who is your favorite actor?
Probably Will Ferrell, just because every single one of his movies can make me laugh.
What is your favorite dinner?
I could probably eat 10 40-ounce steaks.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I really enjoy Scrabble. Still play it to this day.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
I did a double gainer off of a cliff once. It's pretty cool.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Brush my teeth. I brush my teeth 5 times a day.
What is your favorite season and why?
Summer, because not only is it hot and I like to sweat, but the days are longer as opposed to the cold, depressing ones in the winter.
What matters to you most?
Academics and family.
Tell us something that no one else knows about you, unless someone specifically asked you this question.
pretty good guitar player. Speak Spanish. That's about it.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
I've touched on this a couple times, but as far as climate change goes, I aspire to help be a part of that solution.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
I'd still be myself. I'd be my own superhero. I don't think I'd want to choose one to be someone else. As far as power goes, I think invisibility would be the most useful.
So if you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
That's a great question. I would probably, I don't really know, but I would put it to good use.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
Well, my father's ancestors came a while back. Not exactly sure how they got there, but they've been here for a while. And my mother is actually straight out of Argentina, so she flew on a plane with my father.
What quality would you most like to see flourish, and which would you like to see wither?
I hope to capitalize on my aspirations for, seeking a successful career in sustainable energy. And then, I guess, as far as quality that I'd like to see wither, could open up my ears more and listen to what other people have to say. Not that I don't now, but we could all use some polishing of our best and worst qualities.
So you're majoring in technology management. When did you first become interested in this field?
I guess just growing up, I kind of realized that we were a part of the threshold that's going to be dealing with the serious climate change. Tempers started changing and it's just becoming really obvious, something that's kind of hard to ignore now. So I think there's going to be a huge transition from non-renewable resources to renewable ones for, sustaining our planet. So when I first became interested, probably just, when I was younger, they were always showing us documentaries about the Earth and trash we produce. So I kind of just clicked there, but I decided that science and technology is two things that I'm extremely passionate about, and definitely one of the bigger fields at the moment. So when I graduate, I intend to definitely capitalize that. And when you graduate, it's when you start learning the most. So I'm excited for what the field has to offer.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Like I said, I definitely want to pursue that career in energy, but plan to maintain a healthy lifestyle, stay in a nice social environment no matter which city that's going to be in.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I feel like I keep touching on this, but it's definitely going to go into renewable energy, specifically solar photovoltaics.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Hopefully I've already kind of established a solid lifestyle, but I'd say doing some form of action sport, traveling, maybe snowboarding.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I guess just putting time into planning any event can be considered pretty romantic.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Intelligence is probably the biggest one. And I guess congruency, the ability to kind of converse with me well. And, good genes never hurt.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I guess just being 100% truthful. You can't really maintain a relationship without that trust.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I've thought about this a bunch. Primarily, I'd say, you know, if there's people out there that need donors, I'm happy to share my genes. I hope that if there's more people out there in the world that kind of think like me, this sounds almost narcissistic, but the world would probably be a little bit better of a place. So, you know, I'd say help people out and spread my genes, and yeah, that's about it.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
You've got good genes, so find something you're passionate about and capitalize on it.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4774.